Hi, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Amani Talks podcast. Yes, me here. Let's get into the series that we are going to be starting on Amani Talks, y'all. I'm going to start a little mini series called Hood Mythology. Now, I know y'all heard of Greek mythology, Aphrodite and Zeus and all that kind of stuff. We are going to talk about the hood mythology. Instead of the stories and the fairy tales, we're going to talk about the stuff that's actually in our communities that we live with every single day. And we are going to be debunking these myths episode by episode. So what hood myth are we debunking today, you might ask? Well, y'all, we are debunking the myth of the strong Black woman. She is a mythological creature that endures hardship after hardship and somehow still perseveres, somehow is still loving and open and gentle and feminine, even though she's had to raise kids on her own, even though she's had to go through struggles economically, mentally, physically, for years and years and years, generation after generation, and yet she is still the soft and feminine woman that lets her man lead, even though she's putting in 50-50 of the household income. I mean, we are debunking this mythological creature called the strong Black woman. Okay, there is no such thing. Well, let me back up. Let me tell y'all why I think the strong Black woman is another hood myth, okay? First of all, when we talk about the strong Black woman's strength, it's pretty synonymous to struggle. She's so strong because she raised those kids by herself. She's so strong because I put her through so much and we're still together. She's so strong because she held down the household while I was doing this and that and the third. I don't freaking know. That's what we call a strong Black woman, a woman who has been through so much unnecessarily and still makes it out on the other end. And in a lot of these cases, it's not so much that she's strong, it's more so that she's just had to do what she had to do to keep it moving. Her kids gotta eat, she gotta eat, she gotta have somewhere to sleep, she gotta have this. It's like she's picking up the slack for everyone else around her, and that's what makes her, quote unquote, a strong Black woman. Now, I know that there are struggles against Black people, systems like mass incarceration that have taken away opportunities for us to have things like two-parent households and generational wealth. I understand that. I get those systems more than anyone. But that even speaks further to the testament of the strong Black woman having to hold it down, having to be head of household, having to do everything that a mom and dad is supposed to do in one household. I mean, this toxic idea of the strong Black woman is the reason why someone like Gabrielle Union still feels the need to be financially head of household for several members of her family and contribute 50-50 to her household that she shares with a multimillionaire husband. Now, do I think that her husband wants it that way? No, I really feel like Gabrielle Union wants it that way because she kind of has adopted the strong Black woman mindset and understands that the world does not see Black women as worthy or worthy of things, worthy of a lifestyle, worthy of any kind of existence unless they struggled. She sat up here and she told us that internally she mentally and emotionally struggles with being head of household for several different families. And yet here she is, struggling through it anyways, because we have adopted the idea that Black women have to be strong, they have to be head of household, they have to be head of so many things in our community. Now, this idea of the strong Black woman starts in the household. Nearly 60% of the Black households in this country are ran by single mothers. Less than half of Black Americans grew up in a two-parent household. Less than half, it's like 40-something percent. So when a Black man sees his mom do everything and take care of the house financially and be mom and dad, he's more likely to go out and find baby mom number one, number two, number three. He saw his mom be a single parent. He's making single parent households all over again. We are only a product of our environment for most of us. And I think we can all agree that single parent households are not conducive to a progressive or productive society, especially in the Black community. So let's get rid of single-parent households. And to do that, we have to get rid of the idea that Black women are inherently strong, capable, hyper-independent beings. It's human nature to repeat cycles, but for the betterment of the Black community, we have got to discard this idea of the strong Black woman. It is only hurting us. It's only telling Black women, you strong, you got it, you can raise those kids, you can do that. While I'm off doing God knows what, you can do that, you got it, you strong. Black women need support too. We have to get rid of the idea that in order for a Black woman to have the life that she wants, that she has to go through hardships, struggle love, all that stuff. No. And what kills me is y'all love calling black women masculine as if they haven't had to be mom and dad to so many single parent households. Y'all love calling black women masculine when we've had to be the breadwinners. Like, ugh, y'all don't even allow black women to be feminine. In order for women to be feminine, they have to be provided the space and the environment to be feminine. How do you expect women to be submissive and feminine and you still want them to contribute to the household bills, do everything in the house, have the kids, raise the kids by themselves most of the time? There is no femininity in that area. That does not allow for femininity to flourish. And on top of that, we can really get into it when we talk about black women not only meeting and matching their partners and their counterparts, but also exceeding their partners and their counterparts in multiple areas of life. Black women are still the most educated group by race and gender in this country, correct? So black women have to not just show up, but they got to show up and show out just to prove that they're worthy to be in the space, to be in the room, to just exist. Not only do they have to match everyone, but they have to exceed everyone. Now, when it comes to me personally, I'm opting out of strong black womanhood. No, I'd rather be called a smart black woman than a strong black woman. I want to work smarter, not harder. All that struggle, love, and hardship that y'all sell to black women to make them feel like they got to earn their keep, no, not for me. As black people, we all need to adopt a new mindset. Get rid of that old, tired, strong black woman. Like, that does not exist anymore, okay? Black women today need to be cared for, supported. They need to be allowed to be feminine. They need to be taken care of. And that is going to lead to the resurgence of a two-parent household when it comes to black Americans. I'm telling you, positive and progressive communities start with positive and progressive households, okay? And to have a two-parent household, we need to get rid of the idea that black women can do it all by themselves. They cannot. So let's kill this mythological creature called a strong black woman, okay? She does not exist. She is a myth. I have just debunked this for y'all. We need strong black communities and strong black families and strong black households with two parents, not just one. All right? All right. Thank you guys for listening to Imani Talks. I'll see you guys later. Bye.